Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
HHS acts to protect children from sex-rejecting procedures. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I must say I'm very grateful not only for President Trump and the administration and Secretary Kennedy, Secretary of the HHS, because they've recently said they are going to start federal rulemaking process to end what they call sex-rejecting procedures, or we call them medical mutilation or whatever, trying to change, which you can't, their gender. And so that means puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgical interventions, all that, which is making billions of dollars for these pharmaceutical companies, but it's destroying these children forever.
Yeah, this is good news. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, announced just right after the U.S. House of Representatives narrowly passed the Protect Children's Innocence Act by a vote of 216-211 that would criminalize administering these procedures on minors with gender confusion, with penalties up to 10 years in prison or both.
It's like, let's help protect children again.
Yeah,
right?
That bill now advances to the United States Senate. Of course, that will face the 60-vote filibuster rule, so it's unknown whether the Democrats, most likely, they'll vote against this. But anyway, the forthcoming HHS actions stem from President Donald Trump's January 2025 executive order protecting children from chemical and surgical mutilation. I never thought we would see something like this from any president, or have to actually have something
right,
like this. But it's very refreshing that one of the very first executive orders that Donald Trump did, in fact, the very first thing that he did in his inaugural speech in January 2025, and on the website of the White House, is say that under this administration, the policy will be that there are two sexes, male and female.
You never thought we'd have to have a president come out and state the very fact that we know that God created
male
and female.
That's like going to like a geometry or you know, some high level math class and say, you know, the policy in this classroom is going to be that 2 + 2 = 4. It's like, what? Isn't that pretty basic?
The equation for a line is this, and there's no changing that. Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's where we have devolved to.
Well, the previous administration was the opposite.
Previous administration and the Biden administration evolved to this nonsense,
right,
of this gender confusion, gender abolition, if you will.
And, you know, he was also quick to come out, no men in women's sports.
Yeah.
That was a biggie, too.
Yeah. So, you know, these procedures that we see happening with puberty blockers, giving those puberty blockers to kids who are producing testosterone for boys or estrogen for girls, and blocking the production of those hormones, is very dangerous physically and psychologically to these kids. And then giving them opposite sex hormones, giving hormones of testosterone to girls and estrogen to boys.
And then mutilating
and amputating healthy body parts. I mean, I can't imagine a doctor engaging in that kind of practice, but unfortunately, they're making a lot of money here.
Mm.
And the idea is that you can change your sex, your gender. No, you can't.
No.
You're either XX, you're XY. There may be some minor variance in those once in a while, but you're either male or female. There's only two, male or female, and you can't change that by drugs or surgical procedures. So now this particular development is very good. These procedures expose children to irreversible damage, including infertility, impaired sexual function, diminished bone density, altered brain development and other irreversible psychological effects, according to the HHS report, citing its peer-reviewed 409-page pediatric gender study that was released in November 2025.
I mean, the facts are there. Of course, we know common sense. We know God created you male or female, and there's no changing that. And there's no, you shouldn't want to change that. You have other maybe problems, issues to deal with if you're struggling with that. But now you have all these studies that have come out and verified that, as well as the damage these are causing for these children that grow up and they can't have children, they can't nurse their children, they can't, you know, give birth, and then they're struggling, they're permanently altered on their
bodies.
Some
of our staff were in Washington, D.C. recently at a conference. Chloe Cole was there. She's been the victim of these radical irreversible procedures, where she also spoke about what has happened to her and what's going on in this industry, the lies that are being told by the drug companies, the counselors, the doctors, saying that you can change your sex. No, you can't. You're either male or female, and drugs or surgery doesn't change.
And I think they started on her when she was like 11.
Yeah, when she was very young, she had a mastectomy before she was age 18.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And now she's suffering the consequences of it, but she's one of these strong voices, a warning about this gender ideology. Well, Secretary of HHS Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, quote, "This is not medicine, it's malpractice."
Amen.
And then he goes on to say, "Sex-rejecting procedures are neither safe nor effective treatment for children with gender dysphoria." I am so pleased that the Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is head of the HHS. There's a lot of efforts by the drug companies, the pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, because of his positions on, say, vaccines and other drugs or just healthy foods, to get him out. And there, unfortunately, are a lot of members of Congress, Republicans included, that receive a lot of campaign contributions from these drug companies that are willing to follow the money as opposed to following the science. So we need to be very, very vigilant and diligent to continually let Congress know, let President Donald Trump know, and let Robert F. Kennedy know that we support him. This is a great development, amazing change that's happened in just a few months.
Absolutely, and this proposed rule would bar all hospitals nationwide participating in Medicare and Medicaid programs from performing these sex-rejecting procedures on gender-confused children as a condition of receiving federal funding or reimbursements. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released a notice of proposed rulemaking that is subject to a 60-day comment period ending in February. After the comment period, the CMS can then establish new health and safety standards to protect children in Medicare and Medicaid participating hospitals.
Yeah, the HHS also announced that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will issue warning letters to the 12 manufacturers and retailers of chest binders to discourage marketing these breast cancer recovery devices to treat gender confusion. Additionally, the HHS will take steps to undo the Biden administration actions and remove gender dysphoria from the list of disabilities that are protected by law from discrimination. The National Institutes of Health will also stop funding for gender intervention research. In fact, the case that's being argued tomorrow at the United States Supreme Court regarding boys and girls sports, one of the parents in the case found out that her child was being indoctrinated in the public schools without her knowledge when she found one of these chest binders where girls wear those things to flatten their breast before they go through surgical intervention. That's when she found out what was happening with her kid. She is one of the parents, among others, that are before the United States Supreme Court. The case is out of Idaho and West Virginia, and the challenge is to two different laws that protect girls in their sports and also their private spaces so that boys are not going to invade them, enter their sports, take their competitions, beat them up, hurt them, harm them, and sexually assault them. So that case is before the U.S. Supreme Court tomorrow. Pray for the arguments tomorrow. A decision on that case will be handed down by the end of June this year.
Big and pray case. That the court does the right decision here.
Absolutely.
This is big.
Upholding the laws that protect girls and women in sports and their private spaces. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a lot of information on this and many other topics as well. If you have questions or need assistance or know of issues in your community, go to lc.org, send us an email, go to our legal help, or give us a call, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.